CQ for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is NC9B. That's me. My name is Leon, and my location is Hendersonville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, which is about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. At this time, is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call NC9B, November Charlie 9 Victor. Being heard, are there any announcements or bulletins for the net, which I would like to reiterate one. Dave, our net control manager and wizard of all things repeater oriented, I may be going on a limb on that one, but we'll call him that. And he's been pointing out that we will be having an internet protocol address change, new IP address for the repeater. And that being the case, we will lose some functionality. The repeaters will still be working, but for checking in for the net, there is some functionality that will be lost for a day, a couple days, whatever the case may be. That will include being able to check EchoLink stations and also the pre-net check-ins. If you can't do the pre-net check-in or you can't do the EchoLink, by all means, please use the RF function and call when your time is called. Is there any other bulletins for the net? Please call NC9B. That pause, I assume there's none. I hope you will stick around for the rag tube, because I've got something that I've learned about microphones that I want to discuss. So we'll bring that up after the formal portion of the roll call here. But beginning with the roll call, we'll go to the pre-net check-ins. I see no EchoLink stations checking in at this time. So we'll do the pre-net check-ins, and one of those will be my lovely wife, Wendy. Her call is Kilo Echo 4, Delta X-Ray Juliet, KE4DXJ, and we make our home up in Hendersonville. Next, we have John, KF4CKT, and he resides in Honeypath. We have Richard, KC4PLT, from Pentagrass, Georgia. Love having y'all in here. Next, we have Patrick, KC4WGG. From Rome, Georgia. We have old Gus. Good to hear him in there. A4GH. And he's from Punta Gorda, Florida. We have Mel, K4XMR, from Prosperity. Glad you're here, Mel. We have Linda and Don from Piedmont. Linda's call is KG4QLQ. And Don is KG4PFI. Next, we have Andrew. Andrew's call is W2AMD in Simpsonville. And also, we have Ben from Simpsonville. It's hard on my computer. I think it's K04ZEW. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ben. But you're in Simpsonville also. Well, next, we have Greg. K04WTQ over in Greer. Bill, KC4W over in Anderson. Appreciate y'all being in here. K4OSH, Oscar Sierra Hotel. That is Pat over in Malden. We have K4AFT, Michael over in Central. Appreciate y'all being here. We have Dave, KB2BYQ, and he is over in Easley. Appreciate you checking in, Dave. And Christine, KQ4ZWS, Zulu Whiskey Sierra, and she's in Traveler's Rest. I mean, double check, make sure I got all the pre-nets in here. So, moving on, tonight being Friday night, We will start with those call signs that the suffix, not the prefix, but the suffix is uniform through Zulu, which that is my group. I'm calling the net, so I'm already in. Uniform through Zulu, check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call NC9B. I kind of skipped over a little preamble there. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right true portion. Now, that being said, anybody calls a uniform through Zulu, please call NC9B.
Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Berea, negative and negative. There's a lot of static when you're talking.
I got that, Jim. I appreciate you checking in. KO4YHY in Greenville. Appreciate you checking in. Is that any better?
Much better.
Power of 5 more watts. So maybe that'll take care of it. Any other check-ins? Uniform through Zulu. Zulu. Please call NC9B.
Please check in KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4. Yankee Oscar Oscar. Clint and Honeypath. And I'll be negative and negative.
Clint, we got you in there. KQ4YOO. And Honeypath, appreciate you checking in this evening. Hope you're having a great evening, and hopefully you'll have a great weekend. Any other check-ins, I'll give it one more call for Uniform through Zulu. Please call NC9B for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll move on up to Alpha through Delta. The group Alpha through Delta, please call NC9B for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's 2-meter net.
NC9B. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
NC9B. Good evening, Leon. Thanks for calling the net tonight, and I appreciate you passing along the information about the IP address change. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Mr. Leon, Miss Wendy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Wendy, and all on the net.
Fine group, real fine group. Let's recognize them. KK4DMW, that's Noel and Piedmont. Appreciate you checking in. We have Lorena, KK4, Oscar, November Oscar, also Piedmont. Appreciate you both checking in. And bringing along Michelle, KM4MOQ, and Ware Shoals. And Dave, anytime, sir. Thank you for what you do. W4DJW, and he's over in Greer. And, of course, we have Gary and his lovely bride, Joy. Gary, KI4DOS. Over and easily enjoy K3JOY. Appreciate y'all checking in. Hope y'all doing well. And please tell Miss Joy we said hello. Any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Alpha through Delta, please call NC9B.
NC9B. In Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening, Leon.
To you, Terry. Appreciate you checking in. Hope you're having a good evening. And hopefully you're going to have a great weekend. KR4ACR over in Moore. Appreciate you checking in, sir. Any other check-ins off through Delta before we move on to the next group? We'll move on to Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call NC9V.
NC9V. On and everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel, Charlie, and 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's, and no comment and no traffic tonight.
9Z. Leon, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Leon. Thanks.
Z. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4, HKX, this is Patrick. Mahomet Penrose, no comment, no traffic. Tonight, please tell wind to wish at least not said hello.
Control. Back 4, Charlie Hotel Romeo, KQ4, CHR. This is Mike down in Anderson, negative and negative. And thank you, Leon, for running the net tonight. And hello to everyone. Thank you.
Recognize this group. And N4HHC from Taylor's. What was the name you were going by, sir?
Leon, that's Warren, Whiskey, Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Echo, November. That's the middle initial W. And first name in the database is Horace. Over.
Made that correction, so I won't have to ask you that again. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you doing that. And hope you're having a good evening, sir, and thank you for your patience. Next, we have Harry, KC4EZN. He's over in Candler. Hope the weather is well over in Candler, and the weekend works out really better. I don't know about y'all, but the rain and I'm done with the rain. Anyway, good evening to Patrick, KO4HKX. He's over in Penrose. Patrick, please tell Miss Elise we said hello. And hopefully y'all having a good evening. Good seeing you the other day for a sit-down meal. And hopefully we'll catch up with you soon. And next we have Michael. He's over in Anderson, KQ4CHR. Appreciate you checking in, sir. Hope you're having a good evening, and I hope you have a great weekend. Yeah, the check-ins, Echo through Hotel. Please call NC9V.
NC9V. Check-in, Kilo Romeo.
PR call, you dropped out of the repeater, sir. Can you try again?
Net control, this is KR4EEE, checking in from Hendersonville. Greg in Hendersonville. I am negative and negative tonight. Thanks for hosting the net.
Good meeting you the other day, too, Greg. I appreciate it. I should have known that was you. I recognize KR4EEE over in Hendersonville. Good to hear you in there, sir. And any other check-ins or Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's 2-meter net. To India Through Lima. If your suffix begins with India Through Lima as the suffix in your call sign, please call NC9B.
NC9B. Kilo Golf 4 Juliet India Alpha, that's KG4, JIA Dennis and Gaffney.
NV. Leon, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
Recognize Dennis, KG4JIA, over at Gaffney. Appreciate you checking in, sir. Hope your evening is doing well and the weekend's looking better. And Larry, appreciate you checking in and bringing in Donna with you. Hope you're all doing well this evening and your weekend's going to be great. KK4 JBQ, and your lovely bride, KC4MFK. Appreciate y'all checking in. Any other check-ins in the India for Lima group, please call NC9B. Being heard, we'll try Mike through Papa. Your suffix, your call sign begins with M through P. Please call NC9B.
V. Please check in, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Granville County, B negative and A, 7-3 to you and all the net.
See.
check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello, South Carolina. I'll be in and out tonight, sir. Thank you for calling the net.
Recognize Matt, WG4MC, over in Greenville. Appreciate you checking in, Matt. Good to hear you in here. Hope your weekend's looking good. And Chad, appreciate you checking in too, sir. KO4NUE, over in Campobello. Hope you're having a good evening, sir, and the weekend's looking brighter. Any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Mike through Papa, please call NC9V. How about Echo Link? Echo Link stations only. I see one on the list here. If you're calling on, if you're on Echo Link and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call NC9V. Echo Link stations only.
NC9V, I believe it is. You're a new net controller to me. But anyway, I believe it is. NC9V. Check in if you will. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen at Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. Negative, negative.
Excellent, excellent. Appreciate you checking in, sir. We have WG4MC, Matt, over in Greenville. Appreciate you checking in, Matt. Good to hear you in here. And KO4NUE, Chad, over in Campbellville. I think I know I called y'all out. And Stephen. Appreciate you checking in, sir. KA4PQA. And I don't think you've checked in with me before. I've heard you check into a lot of the nets, but this is our first time, and it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, sir. Hope you're going to have a beautiful evening and a better weekend. And on that note, any other check-ins, Mike through Pop-Off for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call NC9V. On the next group, Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's 2-meter net, please call NC9B.
Thanks for calling the net. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Quebec Yankee India, KM4QYI. My name is Milton. I'm in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative to negative, but I do appreciate that signal report when I was installing the new antenna this past Sunday. Have a good evening.
NC9V. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative in there.
C9B. Please check in Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray. That's W4SBX. The name here is Brad. I'm located in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, but listening.
Recognize Milt. Anytime you need a radio check, Milt, be happy to give you one. KM4QYI. He's over in Fountain Inn. And I'd like to welcome Chris, KQ4QLG, over at Liberty. Hope you're having a good evening, both of you. And hope you're all looking forward to a good weekend. And I'd like to welcome W4SBX Brad over in Simpsonville. Hope you're having a good evening, good weekend coming up. Hopefully the weather will hold out for us. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call NC9B. To the big group, Alpha through Zulu. If your call sign, you want to get in here. And if you're a new ham, just give me your call sign and we'll get you checked in here. We'll get you through the process. Anybody want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Alpha through Zulu or a new ham, just give me an holler. Just call NC9B.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec India. This is Jose and Taylor, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
KQ4, can you give me the suffix on that?
KQ4, YQI, Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec, India.
Sir, thank you very much.
No. Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name is Rod, and I'm in the land of Waz, which is in Greenville. I'm negative and negative. Good evening.
Sir, did you say Rawhide? What's your name, sir? Are you going to repeat that for me?
Yes, sir. Romeo Oscar Delta. Rod.
I don't know what I was thinking of. All right, thank you, sir. Any other check-ins? Where is Drew? 2 meter net. Please call NC9B. Alpha through Zulu.
Net control, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2 TXJ, Jim, mobile and Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
Control, wasn't sure if I got stepped on, but please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Where's this group? Lloyd, I got you in there. You're number 41. KO4PXB, appreciate you being in here, and you're in Simpsonville. Hope you have a good evening, and looking forward to a good weekend. Next, we have KQ4YQI Jose over in Greer. Appreciate you checking in, Jose. Hope you're having a good evening, and looking forward to the great weekend. And next, we have James, W4WOZ over in Greenville. It's Rod over in Greenville. W4WOZ, and then we have KA2TXJ, Jim, over in Taylor's. Appreciate y'all checking in. Hope we all have a great evening and a great day. Looking forward to a greater weekend. Any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Please call NC9B. Getting up a repeater, but not quite making it. You want to pick a better location or find a place where you pick up the repeater very clear and try that spot. Stay in that spot and try it again. We'll give you a moment to try and get in here. Otherwise, you can try Echolink, but please call NC9B. I think that's we got everybody in here. So this is NC9B now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops or check-ins between RAG 2s. And one of the things I wanted to discuss this evening, I had a situation involving a microphone. I don't know what y'all feel about microphones, but I'm kind of partial to going to a headset, and I came across a headset, but I learned a lot about the microphones in the headsets. And I thought this might be some interesting information for some people. We all are really curious as to how we sound on the radio. We want to sound our best. This might give you a little bit of background information. I'm not an expert on microphones, don't get me wrong. The people I'm going to quote here, it's their opinion. But I think it's probably some good opinion because they obviously know more than I do about them anyway. That's what I found out about microphones. The only difference is that a dynamic mic generates all of its own current. An electric mic requires a small charge from an external source to power it. Now, I purchased a headset that is one of the Pro 7 made by Heil, and unbeknownst to me, I didn't know the difference between the electric mics and the dynamic mics. And this is what they say. Of course, electric mic requires a small charge from an external source to power it. Didn't know that. Electric mics are typically higher quality and more sensitive, and neither one will substantially reduce noise over the other type. So that was some good bit of information. And this guy Andy, who I'm quoting, says the key is to find a mic that has two elements, one pointing away from you, such as the mic used in the David Clark 13.4 model. The two microphones are wired up in inverse phase with each other. So what actually gets transmitted is noise that's on one side, but not on the other. So the interesting tidbit of information, that's how they differentiate and do the noise cancellation, I guess. This typically means your voice gets transmitted loud and clear, but omnidirectional ambient noise is cut down a lot. Cellular phones typically use the same technology. Another tidbit is, well, as far as frequency response and voice range, and the intelligibility of the transmitted voice, both the dynamic and electric mics are excellent. However, for noise cancellation and shock resistance, the electric mic is much better. The electric mics are much smaller and lighter, although generally more expensive. They also provide better EMI immunity and are equal or about equal with dynamic mics for RFI immunity. You know, everybody knows what RFI is. Overall, dynamic mics have been known for their reliability, and electric mics have been known for their overall better performance. That was a guy named Gary. I don't think it was you, Gary. That was something I learned on microphones today, and we're not limited to that discussion. But I just thought it might be some information that somebody out there might be interested in, like me. Since I'm in the habit of getting one, I have an ICOM, which ICOM uses the electret. Electret. Anyway, not electric, it's electret. But ICOM uses those, and Yaesu uses the dynamic mics. So I'm in the process of changing the Heil headset over to a dynamic mic from an electric mic. And just in case anybody's curious, it's a tune of about $70 for the Element. And on the Heil microphone, the Heil headsets, they just unplug one and plug the other one in, I do believe. We'll find out when it comes in, that's for sure. But anyway, if anybody has anything else on that, please holler in. Here's your chance, the NC9B.
Check in KQ4CRG, Robert from Bowen Springs.
Robert, appreciate you checking in. Hope you have a good evening. And hopefully you're looking forward to a better weekend. But I appreciate you checking in there. Anybody else want to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Amateur Radio Society's 2-meter net, please call NC9B. Offer through Zulu. Any comments in regards to the microphones or anything else y'all want to discuss for the Rad Group or portion, please feel free. Call NC9B. Well, that's going to close us out then, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, so far I've got 45 check-ins. I never can get as many check-ins as Gary does. Well, that's because he does a swap net. But anyway, you all stand by, man. I'll do my net report. Unless there's any other check-ins, I'm going to submit my net report, and I'll be right back with you, NC9B. Anyone for comments or check-ins?
Ian, Bobby, down here in Aurora, South Carolina. I'll be negative, nigga.
KK4JBQ returning.
K4EM, over. I'll sign again.
Yes, America, Japan 4, Echo November.
I got you now. Appreciate you. Hope you're having a good evening. Hope you have a great weekend. And Larry, I'm going to give it to you. Go ahead with it, sir. NC9B.
And I just want to take another opportunity to thank you for calling the net for us tonight. It is it's a commitment. I've called the net before, and I know how it makes you feel. So, anyhow, it's I appreciate the topic that you brought up this evening. Generally, I've understood that topic to be mic handling. Of course, it's also important to know what your power source is, dynamic or otherwise. I'm on a radio that has a dynamic microphone, but I'm pretty sure that the one bit of wisdom that I have picked up about using a microphone of any kind is to talk over the mic. That is to say, rather than talk right smack face to face into the microphone. That is the microphone and your face, you know, like this. That overmodulates, and it can really tear you up, and you're not aware of it because you can't hear a thing. What's going over your radio, you can't hear that. So talking over, and I turn it to the side. That amounts to the same thing, but it's easier to hold that way. The microphone's in front of my face, and I turn it to the side. I talk actually to the side and over the front. It keeps a lot of pops and a lot of distortion out of your signal. Some older ham many years ago broke that to me and changed my attitude about the wisdom of others. If there's anybody older than you around, listen to them. They'll probably sometime or other speak about something that you never even thought of. Anyhow, so again, thank you for bringing up a topic for discussion. I had my 2 cents. I hope you have a good weekend coming up. And thanks again for calling the net. KK4 KBQ.
Appreciate your comments and your information. It's all good information, Larry. Appreciate you bringing that out. And that's kind of why I'm partial to the headset, because right now I'm looking at the microphone, which is, I don't know, 10 inches away from my face here. But as I turn my head to look at my notes, I'm turning away from the microphone, so I'm definitely talking across it, if not away from it. So I don't know if y'all are picking up on the reduction in the audio or the overabundance of audio. And going to the headset, I'm thinking I can get that microphone situated just where I want it, and no matter which way I turn my head, the audio is going to be the same. And that's what we have a problem with in radios, is it's either too hot or too cold on the microphone. And I like consistency. So I've been doing it a while. Not an expert at it, but I've done a lot of talking on radios my entire life. So am I a lot of work and also amateur. So that being said, it kind of got brought to my attention when I was looking at this Howl headset, which is they make really good stuff. And they don't have a foot switch, which is what I want to go to, but it's got a push button switch that came with it, which I can use temporarily until I do get my foot switch. But anybody knows a foot switch out there they're looking to part with, might want to let me know, because I'm in the market for one. And if you need a mic element, an electric mic element, which works with the ICOMs for the Heil, I don't know what series. It's on a Pro 7 is the one I had it on. I don't know what it will fit, but I've got one that I'd be letting go for a lot less cheaper than we could buy one for. Like I said, they're like $70. But appreciate your comments, Larry. I hope you have a good evening and a great weekend. And haven't met your wife yet, or you for that matter, but I'm looking forward to the day. 73 all. I guess that's going to close it out. Anybody else have anything else for the net? I think Nathan, KJ4, Romeo, Quebec, Zulu, RQZ is calling the net tomorrow night. That's what I've got him on the computer, but I may be wrong. But y'all more than welcome. I'm sure I'll be happy to have you check in. And this is NC9V now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.